friends. And my music. Must I live by my table?
No, sir. I live by the church.
I'm not a churchman.
No such matter, sir. I do live by the church. For I do live at my house, and my house doth stand by the church.
So thou mayst say, the king lies by a beggar, if a beggar dwell near him. Or the church stands by thy table, if thy table stand by the church.
You have said, sir, to see this age, a sentence is but a shovel of a glove to a good wit, how quickly the wrong side may be turned outward.
Yea, that's certain. They that dally nicely with words may quickly make them wanton.
I would, therefore, my sister had had no name, sir. Why, sir, her name's a word, and to dally with that word might make my sister want one. But indeed, words are very rascal since bonds disgrace them.
I read, ma'am.
Oh, sir, I can yield you none without words, and words are grown so hoarse I'm loath to prove reason with them.
I warrant thou art a merry fellow, and cares for nothing.
Not so, sir, I do care for something. But in my conscience, sir, I do not care for you. If that be to care for nothing, sir, I would it would make you invisible.
Art not thou the Lady Olivia's fool?
No, indeed, sir. The Lady Olivia has no folly. She will keep no fool, sir, till she be married. And fools are as like husbands as pilchards are to herrings. The husband's the bigger. I'm indeed not a fool, but a corrupter of words.
I saw thee late at the Count Orsino's.
Foolery, sir, does walk about the orb like the sun. It shines everywhere. I would be sorry, sir, but the fool should be as oft with your master as with my mistress. I think I saw your wisdom there.
Nay, you pass upon me. I'll no more of thee. Oh, here's expenses for thee.
Now, Jove, in his next commodity of air, send thee a beer.
By my troth, I tell thee, I'm almost sick for one. Though I would not have it grow on my chin. Is thy lady within?
Would not a pair of these have bred, sir?
Yes, being kept together and put to use.
I would pray Lord Candorous of Phrygia, sir, to bring a Cressida to this throne.
I understand you, sir, to well begged.
The matter, I hope, is not great, sir. Begging, but a beggar. Cressida was a beggar. My lady is within, sir. I will constate to them whence you come. Who you are and what you would are out of my welkin. I might say element, but the word is overmore.
This fellow is wise enough to play the fool. And to do that well craves a kind of wit. He must observe their mood on whom he jests. The quality of person and the time. And like a haggard check at every feather that comes before his eye. This is a practice as full of labor as a wise man's art. For folly that he wisely shows is fit. But wise men, folly fallen, quite taint their wit.
Save you, gentlemen.
And you, sir.
Dieu vous garde, monsieur.
Vous aussi votre serviteur.
I hope so you are. And I am yours.
Will you encounter the house? My niece is desirous you should enter, if your trade be to her.
I am bound to your niece, sir. I mean, she is the lisp of my voyage.
Taste your legs, sir. Put on commotion.
My legs do better understand me, sir, than I understand what you mean by bidding me taste my legs.
I mean to go, sir, to enter.
I will answer you with gait and entrance. But we are presented. Most excellent, accomplished lady. The heavens rain odors on you.
That you're so rare, courtier. Rain odors? Well,
my matter hath no voice, dear lady, but to your own most pregnant and vouchsafed ear.
Odors? Pregnant and vouchsafed? I will get them all three already.
Let the garden door be shut, and leave me to my hearing. Give me your hand, sir. My duty, madam, and most humble servant.
What is your name?
Cesario is your servant's name, fair princess.
My servant, sir. Was never merry world since lowly feigning was called compliment. Your servant to the Count Orsino, you.
And he is yours. And his must needs be yours. Your servant is your servant, madam.
For him, I think not on him. For his thoughts would they were blanks rather than filled with me.
Madam, I come to wet your gentle thoughts on his behalf.
Oh, by your leave, I pray you. I bade you never speak again of him. But would you undertake another suit? I had rather hear you to solicit death than music from the spheres.
Dear lady.
Give me leave, beseech you. I did send, after the last enchantment you did here, a ring in chase of you. So did I abuse myself, my servant, and I fear me you. Under your hard construction must I sit, to force that on you in a shameful cunning which you knew none of yours. What might you think? Had you not set my honour at the stake and baited it with all the unmuddled thoughts the tyrannous heart can think? To one of your receiving enough is shown. A cypress, not a bosom, hides my heart. So let me hear you speak. I pity you. That's a degree to love.
No, not a grace. For 'tis a vulgar proof that they oft be pity enemies.
Why then, methinks, 'tis time to smile again. Oh, woe, how apt the poor are to be proud. If one should be a prey, how much the better to fall before the lion and the wolf. The clock upraised me with a waste of time. Be not afraid, good youth, I will not have you. And yet, when wit and youth is come to harvest, your wife is like to reap a proper man. There lies your way. You wait. And westward ho! Grace and good disposition attend your ladyship. You'll nothing, madam, to my lord by me.
Stay!
I pray thee, tell me what thou thinkst of me. And you do think you are not what you are.
If I think so, I think the same of you.
Then think you right, I am not what I am.
I would you were as I would have you be.
Would it be better, madam, than I am? I wish it might, for now I am your fool.
Oh, what a deal of scorn looks beautiful in the contempt and anger of his lips. A murderous youth shows not itself more soon than love that would seem hid. Love's night is noon. Cesario, by the roses of the spring, by maidhood, honour, truth, and everything, I love thee so that maugre all thy pride, nor wit nor reason can my passion hide. Do not extort thy reasons from this clause, for that I woo, thou therefore hast no cause, but rather reason thus with reason fetter, love sought is good, but given unsought is better.
By innocence I swear, and by my youth, I have one heart, one bosom, and one truth, and that no woman has, nor never none shall mistress be of it, save I alone. And so adieu, good madam. Nevermore will I my master's tears to you before.
Yes, come again. Or thou, perhaps, mayst move that heart, which now abhors, to like his love.